Brenda Banker sets the cruise control on her Ford pickup as she drives down Highway 61, exiting Clinton.
Well, we're on our way to Maquoketa, which is about 35, 40 miles away, and we'll just have regular office. Today we have, like, annuals, which are like breast exams and paps and pelvics.
Banker is a nurse practitioner at Women's Health Services in Clinton and Maquoketa. The three-room Maquoketa clinic is only used once a week when Banker travels there to provide reproductive health care.
Do you want another birth control?
I do, but I'm not sure what I want because I got pregnant with my son on the pill.
Oh, okay. Of course, you know, sterilization isn't for you, and we tried this.
Banker's in a room about the size of a walk-in closet, talking with Stephanie, a 22-year-old Maquoketa resident who needs a new type of birth control. Stephanie says the clinic is a godsend. She wouldn't be able to afford the prices at the unsubsidized clinic in town or the drive to the nearest Title X clinic in Clinton. Title X is federal funding for reproductive and sexual health care, like pap smears, STD testing, and birth control. If Banker didn't come to Stephanie, she'd be in trouble.
When I come here for the women's services that I need, it helps a whole lot. And that's one of the things that I don't have to worry about, which is nice because my husband and I don't really have a whole lot of money. So it's really awesome that this, because otherwise I don't know what we would do.
Stephanie decides a birth control patch is her best option. She walks out of the clinic with a month's supply at a much reduced cost. But she's lucky. Iowans in 48 counties have to travel across county and sometimes even state lines to receive basic reproductive health care, a drive providers say is not economically feasible for many low-income rural residents. The Maquoketa Clinic is funded through the Family Planning Council of Iowa. Executive Director Jody Tomlanovic says it's one of 66 Iowa clinics funded by Title X. She says without the funding, many rural clinics would have to close.
We don't have the economies of scale or the mass of people to sustain the clinics being open by themselves without their Title X funding. I mean, Title X provides help really with the infrastructure more than, you know, a specific fee for service bases. So it does allow us to have those satellite sites.
Tomlanovic says those satellite sites are essential in rural counties. But even with the Title X funding, they're already struggling to provide reproductive care for everyone who needs it. In the past 5 months alone, 7 Title X clinics have closed. Providers say the number of patients isn't enough to keep the clinics open. But that leaves rural Iowans without options.
Rural Iowans, just like, you know, their more urban Iowa counterparts, want and need access to family planning services. They have the same issues around avoiding unintended pregnancies, and they need that information and those services too.
However, some experts say Iowa's doing better than most states. Adam Sonfield does reproductive health policy analysis at the Guttmacher Institute.
You know, on average, the clinic system is able to serve about 40% of the need for publicly supported contraceptive care in this country. In Iowa, it's actually doing a good deal better than that. About 51% of the need is being met by clinics in Iowa.
But that still leaves almost half of Iowa's need unmet with current funding. And if the Title X cuts come into effect on top of that, clinics like Maquoketa, which receives nearly half of its funding from Title X, may have to close. That will leave people like Stephanie uncertain as to where and how they'll get the reproductive health care they need. In Maquoketa, I'm Claire Roth, Iowa Public Radio News.